not everybody is a great cheerleader. So when we want and need support, we need to think about who we're turning to. Ideally, we only reach out to the list of folks we know will actively engage. And sometimes that may not be a very long list. But having even one person we know will cheerlead the shit out of our enthusiasm can make a tremendous impact. Welcome to Settling is Bullshit, a sweary podcast about claiming your joy. If you are craving healthier boundaries, a greater sense of purpose, or an increased capacity to feel at ease in your own skin, then you are in the right place, my friend. I'm your host, Kate Blauk, joy activist and life coach to smart and sensitive humans. I'm here to offer you practical tools and playful encouragement to step forward and be your most awesome self. My hope is that each episode will leave you feeling a bit more empowered to make brave choices and claim your joy. Hello, my dear. I am super excited to be sharing a blog episode with you today, meaning that after this little intro chitty chat, I'm going to be reading a post that I wrote for my website. It's been a while. I've been working on a lot of cool coaching stuff. Reminder, for all of this summer, you can book a $75 sample coaching session with me. We'll hang out for an hour, talk about something that's on your mind. You'll get a taste of what coaching is like. It'll be super cool. And if you're not totally ready to book that, you can also book a free 30-minute conversation where we'll just chit-chat about, like, what coaching is. But this post comes from some of the content I covered when I was acquiring my certificate in applied positive psychology as part of my coach training. And it's a really cool tool for really just thinking about, like, the ways that we interact with the people we care about. That's a big theme here on this podcast, because it can be so easy to fall into patterns of communication, patterns of thinking, patterns of behavior. And the more conscious awareness and intention we can bring to all of those things, the more awesome we can be to ourselves and to the people we love. So I wrote this one out because this is more of a teaching concept, and I am a visual learner, and being able to read such things is very helpful to me. But some of y'all just want to listen to me talk to you, and so I'm recording this fun little prefatory material, so you're getting a little treat snack. but you can also listen to me sort of talk you through the concept and then visit the post on the website if you do want to see the visual and read through the idea. So as a little prefatory preface, if you are excited about something in your life today, I want you to know that I care and I'm excited and I would love to hear about it. Like, you can message me on socials. You can shoot me an email, kate@settlingisbullshit.com. That's Kate with a C. Or find some other smoke signal-y way to let me know what is going on. And what I'm going to do is be like, oh my God, that's fucking cool. Tell me more. There you go. That's the TLDR version of what you're about to listen to. That's what active constructive responding is. But hopefully you want a little bit more detail and you'll keep listening and continue to be awesome, my love. I hope you have a beautiful day and know that I am rooting for you. Nourishing our relationships through active constructive responding. Being in a relationship with anyone, friend, family, or lover, means attuning ourselves to them, paying attention to their moods and emotions, to what's going on in the ebb and flow of their lives. And hopefully, they do the same. A healthy relationship entails emotional reciprocity. It also requires dramatically more positive input than negative, or even neutral. According to decades of research by Dr. John Gottman of the Gottman Institute, in order for a relationship to thrive, couples need to have 5 positive interactions to counterbalance every single negative one. And I'm going to go ahead and repeat that. In order for a relationship to thrive, couples need to have 5 positive interactions to counterbalance every single negative one. When this 5-to-1 ratio gets out of balance, it can spell disaster for the relationship. Additionally, a key predictor of relationship success over the long term isn't how people respond when things are bad. It's actually how they respond when things are good. So it's not just a matter of being able to comfort our loved ones when they're down, adding positive to the negative. It's about ensuring that we also offer encouragement and support when they're up, adding positive to the positive. While it's tremendously important for each of us to have support when things are rough, we also need support when things are awesome. We need people in our lives who we can call to share our exciting news and know that they are going to celebrate the shit out of us. Even if it's not necessarily something big and amazing we're excited about, we still need our loved ones to share our enthusiasm, to respond in ways that tell us they care. And sometimes it helps to have a model. So I wanted to share a tool for what it can look like to amplify positivity in our communications. Active Constructive Responding, ACR, is a framework for how we can actively communicate encouragement and support. It's a useful tool slash concept to help all of us show up as better friends, lovers, and general cheerleaders. It provides a clear pathway for nourishing our relationships through our everyday communications. Active Constructive Responding. ACR is a concept that comes out of the field of positive psychology, the study of human thriving rather than disorder. The basic premise of the Active Constructive Response framework is that we communicate in ways that are either active or passive, constructive or destructive. You can think of it like a chart with four quadrants: passive on the left, active on the right, constructive on top, destructive on the bottom. And there is an image of this in the post. I highly recommend you visit settlingisbullshit.com or Substack to check it out, because it can be helpful to have the visual. In any given exchange, we can be actively or passively engaged. We can be leaning in or sitting back. We can be intentionally contributing to a conversation or simply receiving, letting it flow over and into us. Similarly, we can show up in ways that are constructive or destructive. Are we building things up or tearing them down? And are we being intentional about the direction we take things? I'd like to think that most of us aren't showing up in destructive ways on purpose. But what ACR framework reveals is that sometimes negative, unsupportive communication can show up in sneaky, unintentional ways. I touched on this a bit in my post about cheerleading our loved ones, and there's a link in the show notes. While we may intend to be supportive, there are a number of ways we can accidentally shit on people's parades, i.e. bring negativity to their positive bids for connection. Looking at this through the ACR framework, we can see that some form of parade shitting happens in three of the quadrants, just in different, sometimes subtle ways. So here's what ACR looks like in conversation. Let's walk through a scenario to help illustrate how easily we can fall into patterns of negative communication. It happens to all of us, and there's so much social conditioning to blame. The point here isn't to make any of us feel bad, it's just to highlight how we can do better. And I am super including myself in this, y'all. I still don't have this down perfectly. And I don't think I ever will. I'm ad-libbing a little bit on, but like, this is just all an invitation, a like, hey, let's sort of bring this into our conscious awareness so we can do better more of the time. Like, we're never gonna get all of this perfectly. So, to keep it light and support all of us in being kind to ourselves around this, let's make you the protagonist here and a coworker the potential parade shitter. I invite us all to mentally swap out details and find places of identification. In this little communication fable, let's imagine you just got approval to work on a side project that you are super excited about. It's a bit experimental and something you haven't done before, i.e. something potentially vulnerable, but you are jazzed about the possibilities it opens up. Fresh off the meeting with your boss, you run into your coworker Jordan at the water cooler. Or more likely, you hop directly into your next Zoom meeting and Jordan is already logged in. Riding the high of your enthusiasm around the new opportunity, you share with Jordan, "I just got approval to work on the Rainbow Sprocket project. This is gonna be so cool." Now, Jordan can respond in ways that are active or passive, constructive or destructive. Passive, destructive, withdrawal. Jordan says, "Huh, do you have those TPS reports finished? I need them by tomorrow." Jordan doesn't engage with your enthusiasm, passive, and they shift the focus to something else slash themselves, destructive. This is subtle parade shitting in action. It's a withdrawal from your offer of conversational content, a redirection away from what you brought to the table and onto something else. It communicates that they don't want to talk about your topic, and you're left guessing as to why. Usually, our brains will fill in all sorts of stories about why. Jordan is judging me, Jordan doesn't believe in me, Jordan doesn't like me, etc. This does not feel good. Jordan could also respond with an active destructive response, i.e. an attack. I can't believe they're actually going to let you do that. It's a total long shot in terms of getting an actual return on an investment, and I'll have to pick up your slack. Do you have any idea how much harder this is going to make things for me? Yikes! Jordan hears you and responds, active, but they overtly shit on your parade and make it entirely about them. Destructive. Well, in this case, they acknowledge they heard you. They use your content against you, attacking your enthusiasm and undermining your confidence. It feels awful. This time, you don't have to make up any stories because Jordan outright told you all the icky things that they were thinking. Alternatively, Jordan could respond with a passive constructive response. This looks like apathy.
Oh, cool. Good for you.
And then there's a long pause while they look at paperwork or fiddle with something. Now, this is the subtly demoralizing response. Jordan sort of engages with what you said, but only at a bare minimum, passive. And they offer at least a superficially positive response, constructive. However, the low energy and lack of engagement can come across as apathy, which ultimately has a negative impact rather than a positive one. While Jordan did, on some level, hear you, they failed to participate. You made an offer, and they sniffed it, then turned up their nose. There may be all sorts of reasons for this. Apathy often shows up in our daily communications when we let our own preoccupations overshadow what's going on around us. Jordan might be worried about the presentation they are about to give. They might have a stomachache. They could have just gotten some bad news they are processing. Nevertheless, regardless of the reasons for it, this kind of response communicates a lack of interest, and it can be soul-crushing in closer relationships. Finally, Jordan could respond with an active, constructive response, i.e. engagement.
Hell yeah! That's awesome! I know you've been wanting to work on that for a while. What's your first step?
Yay! Jordan gives a shit! They acknowledge your enthusiasm, active, and both mirror it and ask questions to further engage, constructive. This is the magic sauce, y'all. This is cheerleading in action. Jordan both hears you and adds something to what you brought to the table through affirmation and curiosity. This is a conversational yes and in action. Not only did Jordan hear you, they remembered that this is something you've talked about before and acknowledged its importance to you. Then they leaned in by asking a question, signaling that they care about your enthusiasm. This curiosity helps to amplify your positive energy by creating space for it to expand into. It becomes an active conversation about your enthusiasm, which feels great. You get to keep riding your excitement, which in turn amplifies your creative thinking and self-belief. Yay! Gathering your cheerleaders. Again, I feel like in some ways this should all seem incredibly obvious, and maybe it does, but we can all use reminders of this shit from time to time. It's really easy to fall into patterns and our own tunnel vision when it comes to our day-to-day interactions. We get distracted and preoccupied. We forget to listen deeply. So, when someone we love does it to us, it's important to offer some grace and assume they mean well. But we can also get really intentional about practicing active constructive responding ourselves. We can be the change we want to see in the world and in our interpersonal relationships. And we can pay better attention to who does it for us in return. Not everybody is a great cheerleader. So when we want and need support, we need to think about who we're turning to. Ideally, we only reach out to the list of folks we know will actively engage. And sometimes that may not be a very long list. But having even one person we know will cheerlead the shit out of our enthusiasm can make a tremendous impact. Let's gather our cheerleaders, my loves. Make a literal list and stick it to your wall or your mirror or your altar. And whether you have my phone number or not, put me on it. I believe in you. Think about the people in your life who will lift you up, not just when you're feeling down, but also when you're feeling good. Who shows up for you and believes in you when you can't muster it for yourself? Who always knows how to make you smile? Who can hold space for your feelings? Who feels like a safe harbor with a lighthouse to bring you home? Who are the friends and loved ones who will help toss you into that triple backflip of badassery? Who will form the base of the pyramid of your dreams? Those are your cheerleaders. And when things are rough or things are awesome, they are the people to turn to. It's not the size of the list that matters, but the sincerity of the people on it. Life is a team effort, y'all. And the cool thing is that we do actually get to pick our teams.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me grow the podcast by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it with anyone you think would benefit from hearing it too. Your support means the world to me. If you'd like to get updates about new episodes, posts, and offerings, please visit settlingisbullshit.com to subscribe to my newsletter. You can also find information there about working with me one-on-one to build your most amazing life. Until next time, remember that I believe in you and that you are fucking awesome.